Now the Rafa says that's the balcony. True, you have the ladder going from the chotzer up to the balcony, which is only, let's say, around 10 tefachim high. But then the Bnei Ali, the people living in the attic, they have to climb up yet from the rafesas, from the balcony, until their apartment. So the Havim Minhag is that the Bnei rafesas means the Bnei Aliyah, the people mamish living all the way up. So for them, Zot Gemara, Omai Korolem rafesas, why are they called people in the balcony? The Kosalki Bim rafesas. Because they have to first climb up from the chotzer into the balcony, and from there they first climb up much higher to the Bnei Aliyah. So, Luchur, if we're talking about the Bnei Aliyah, we say once this mountain is 10 tefachim higher, they have the right to use it. So, the Gemara Alma, Kol Lezeh B'Shulshul, or Lezeh B'Zrika, Nois De Noisai, Lezeh She B'Shulshul. Here, these two people, the people in the attic, they're way higher than this hill, which is only 10 tefachim high. They're, let's say, 20 or 30 tefachim high. So how do they use this hill? They have to lower down from their apartment onto the hill. That's called B'Shulshul. And the Bnei Chotzer, how do they use this hill? They have to throw things up. That's called Bezrika. So the Churatzariah to Shmuel, that we say, Zeh B'Shulshul, Zeh Bezrika, we give it to the Bnei Ali, to the people that use the B'Shulshul. It's a riot to Shmuel, and the Chural Mishnah, Zakash and Rav. And for the Gemara, no. And for the Gemara, Kidiyama Rav Huna, Li'oysen Hadorim B'Mrafesis. No, just like Rav Huna answers for another question, we'll soon see, that we're not talking about the people living in the attic mamish. That we're talking about people living in the balcony, on just a 10th Fokham high. So for them to use this tail, this mountain, it's mamish for Pesach. It's mamish equal level. It's Orkinam with the same Teretz Rav, we'll learn Shah now Mishnah. Li'oysen Hadorim B'Mrafesis. That our Mishnah says, if there's a tail, a hill, 10 tefachim high, we let the people in the Mrafesis use it, it means the people in the balcony itself use it, which they're only 10 tefachim off the ground, so for them it's mamas like a Pesach easy, and for the people on the Chotzer, it's the Zrik, it's hard for them to use it, therefore according to everybody, the Mrafesis gets it. Rashi, the Nahavimini was Bnei Aliyah, Tlegadei Mrafesis Tuva. By them, they're much taller than the Mrafesis. They go up this balcony to their aliyah. The tail shabachotzer shugvoya yud heavy nomach min aliyah yud. Then the gate of the people living in the attic, the second story, this tail, this mountain, is 10 tefachim high, is mamish much lower, it's 10 tefachim lower for them. Devil is zeb is shushlo, zeb is rika. That's the kasha, ktoni de bnei aliyah mutarim boy. It's a riot of shmul. And for the Gemara, no, we're talking about the people mamish living on the Mrafesis, which is only 10 tefachim high. So mainly this hill is equal level for them. Therefore, Pshit, according to everybody, they have the right to use it, and not the Bnei Chotzer. So this will not be a riot to Shmuel, even Rav is made here. So the Gemara Yehochi, if we're talking about only the people living in the balcony itself, Eima Sefer. What does the Sefer al-Mishnah say? Pochus Mikan, let's say it's not 10 tefachim high. Let's say this hill is less than 10 tefachim high. Pochus Mikan Lechotzer. Then we let the people using the living in the chotzer, they could use it. Now, Amai, so the Havmin is that the Bnei Chotzer mamash mutter to use it, they're allowed to use it, and they're allowed to carry out from the house and put things atop of this tail. They have the right to use it. Is the Kash Amai, Lezeh B'Pesach, Lezeh B'Pesachu. If you're talking about the people living in the Mrafesis, in the balcony, now the balcony is only 10 tefachim off the ground. So if you have a hill right next to the balcony that's less than 10 tefachim high, why does the Mishnah say you give it to the Bnei Chotzer? Luchura, the Bnei Chotzer could use it true easily, but the Bnei Mrafesis could also use it very easily. They're less than 10 tefachim or higher than it. So anything less than 10 tefachim away is always called an easy atashmish. So Luchura both have an easy way of using it. So why does the Mishnah say it belongs to the Chotzer? It should be Yasser. It should be both have equal tashmish and it should be Yasser. Zel Zer. As this shlame, if we're talking about the Bnei Aliyah, the people living in the attic, the upstairs apartment, then it's good. They're more than 10 tefachim above this tail. So for them, it's called Bishoshlo, it's a harder use. For the Bnei Chotzer, it's an easier use. It's less than 10 tefachim off the ground. That's why it's good when the Bnei Chotzer gets it. But if you're telling me now we're talking about the Bnei Mrafesis, the people living just 10 tefachim off the ground, so if this tail is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, why is it to the Bnei Chotzer? The Bnei Mrafesis have just as equal uses, easy uses, as the Bnei Chotzer does. If the Gemara Enoch Nami, my Lechotzer, what does the Mishnah mean when it says we give it to the Bnei Chotzer? Af Lechotzer, it means they also have equal usage to this tail, which is less than Yutzvachim Hai. Anything less than Yutzvachim Hai is called the Nachas, it's called the Pesach. Memelu Shneyam Asurim, Enachnami, they're both also now to use this tail, since the Bnei Rafesis are less than 10 Tfachim away, and the Bnei Chotzer are less than 10 Tfachim away. Therefore, they're both called to Pesach, and they did not make an Amuvik Haseras together. Therefore, the Yasser Zealzeh, you cannot carry from your Chotzer or from the Rafesis onto this tail. So the Gemara Hochinami Mistavra, I'll bring you this as a riot, that's Chana Mishnah. Midiktani Sefer, because the Sefer, the end of the Mishnah says like this. Pamed the Varmamurim, when do we say that it's Yutzvachim Hai? We give it to the Bnei Rafeses, Pismucha. Only if this mountain, which is 10 Tfachim Hai, is within Dalat Tfachim away from the Rafeses, from the balcony. Avo Bimoflegis, but let's say this tail is Dalat Tfachim away from the Rafeses, is Dalat Tfachim away from the balcony, then we say, Afilu Gvoya Yud, even though the tail is 10 Tfachim Hai, still the Chotzer. It belongs to the Chotzer, they have a right to carry out from the house and put things down on top of this tail. Is the Kasha my Lechotzer? What does it mean the Chotzer has the right to use this tail? Elaine, if you're going to tell me, Lechotzer Vishori, it means Mamish, the people living in the Chotzer have a right to use this tail, and the name Rafesis does not ask from them. Is the Kasha my? Rishusa de Tevayahu. They both Lechur have equal hard use to use it. Like, how did the Bnei Chotzer use this tail, use this mountain? The Maya sits 10 Tfachim off the ground, so they only use it Pizrika. Now, how do the Bnei Rafeses use it? For them, it's equal level. It's their 10 Tfachim high, and this tail, this mountain is 10 Tfachim high. Really, it's equal usage. Now, what's the Chsaron? Since it's Dalat Tfachim away from them, they have to throw to get to it. That's called Bishulshul. So, Chorazeh Bishulshul, Zeh Pizrika is like equal usage. So it should belong to both of them, according to Shmuel. According to Rav, it should belong to both of them. So why do we say it belongs to the Bnei Chotzer? And Rashi speaks out, even according to Shmuel, the Kasher is. Even though Shmuel says Zeb is Bishulshul, is easier, but here the Bnei Rafesis, if the half a minute is, we're talking about the Bnei Aliyah all the way up. So they, Mamash, have to lower it down, and they have to throw it aside. So the kids, it's equally used for both of them. So why does the Mishnah say it belongs to the Bnei Chotzer? L'chur, it's equal use. It should be us from both of them. Now, the Gemara ain't a chanami. Elamai l'chotzer, af l'chotzer shneim asurim. And a chanami, in the Sefer, when it says, when it's Gevoya Yud, but it's a way dalat tfochim, it means it belongs to both of them. And therefore, it's also zeal zeh. Mermel l'chotzer, the same Shanal Mishnah, mai l'chotzer, af l'chotzer shneim asurim. That the Mishnah says it belongs to the Chotzer in a case where the tail is less than Yutzvachim Hai, they both have equal usage to it, and it's not costly for both of them. Shema Mina. So, the only time the Mishnah is saying it's Mutter is if the tail is Gevoya Yud, and it's right next to Bnei Rafeses, for them it's the Pesach, and for the Chotzer it's Bezrikam, therefore they have an easier Tashmish. But Kozman, they're both hard. And Echnami, when it says in the Sefer Af L'Chotzer, and when it says L'Chotzer, means Af L'Chotzer. They both have equally hard usage to it, and therefore it's also for both of them to use it. So I'll call upon him, there's no Raya to Shmuel or to Rav from our Mishnah. So the Moravite, another Raya is, Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Chul Yis HaBor, Vi HaSelo, when you have the rim, the dirt going around the bor that makes the Mechitza high around the bor. Where else you have a silly, you have a stone in the Chotzer. Shein Gevoya in Asoro, that they are 10 Tfachim high, is Melel Limrafesis. We say the people living in the balcony, since for them their shovel, their equal level, they have the right to use it. Pochas Mikan, let's say it's not Yut Tfachim high, then we say the Chotzer, belongs to the Chotzer. Is again the Kasha, yeah, the Kasha is that the Havimin Riz, the name Rafesis here means the Bnei Aliyah. The people living all the way up top in the attic. So how do they use this stone? Or how do they use this chuyis abor? Vishulshul. So what's a riot to Shmuel? That if the top ones use the vishulshul by lowering it down, and the bottom people living in the chotzer use the bezrika by throwing up, we give it to the Bnei Rafeses. That's called an easy tashmish. So the kash and rav. So the Gemara know, omarafunam, li'oysen hadorim b'mafeses. We're talking about here not the people living in the aliyah, the attic upstairs, but the people living mamish on the balcony itself. So mele, they're equal level mamish,
Therefore, since it's equal level, this is called kepesach domi, that even Rav is moida. The bnei mafesas have the right to use this tail, and not the bnei, and not the bnei chotzer. Because the chotzer could only use it by his rika. Mashaykh and mafesas has an equal easy usage as a pesach. So the Gemara, tenach tzela, this is very good, the seller. The drashi, the heaven of bnei mafesas, kepesach. Shagadat every tashmish today, gvoye shovel lemhu. The stone, on top of the stone, which is Yutzvachem Hoy, that's mamish equal level with the Bnei Rafeses, therefore they have an easy tashmish. So the Gemara of a bor maik lemeima. The chur of the bor, like how do you use the bor? The Avminar is the bor, true, there's a mechitz around the rim, around the bor that comes up Yutzvachem Hoy. But you're not using the rim, you want to use the mechitz itself, the bor itself. Now the bor is a hollow pit inside, it goes all the way down. So the name Rafesis uses it, it's also called Bishulshul. So here it's a riot to Shmuel Nochamol. Now since the top people use it Bishulshul, and the bottom people could only use it Bizriko, we give it to the top people. So the Mara Bor, Maik Lameima. And the Gemara, Amrav Yitzchak Bered Rav Yehuda, Hocha B'Bor Malaya Mayim Askinin. We're talking about, no, this Bor is Ramash filled to the top with water. Since it's filled to the top with the water, the level is not much equal with the Bnei Mafesas, therefore for them it's considered a Pesach. For the Gemara, Abba B'ho Chosra, has one shushlep, a few buckets full of water, the lower the level will go down, and it's not going to be easy for the Bnei Mafesas to use it. It's going to have to come onto a shoshul, again it'll be a riot to Shmuel. And the Gemara, Kivon, the Chimal Yashari, Ki Chosra Nami Shari, the vowel at the beginning, when the level is all the way up to the top of the bor, now it's equal with Mafesis, it starts off to be Hutter, we let it stay Hutter the whole Shabbos. So the Gemara Adarav, let's suggest the opposite way. Kiva Nechi Chosra, Asira, once the level of the bor goes down, you use the water, now it's going to be more than you Tzfachim away from the Mafesis. They're going to have to only use the Bishulshum, it'll be Asa then, is Kimal Yanami Asira, even though right now the bor is filled to the top, but since it's Oymit for the level to go down on this Shabbos, we should say it's Osir. So the Gemara, Elohim Rabbaya, Hocha Bibor Malaya Peres Askinin. We're talking about this pit now is full of Peres to the top of the rim. So about the top of the rim is Yud Tfachim Hai, which is equal level with the Bnei Rafestis, therefore they have the right to use it. Well, we're fretting more of the same Kasher, Bor Chasrei. Yeah, the Gemara is all, but the Chur is the exact same kasher again. For the Gemara, Vochosrei. But when you start using the Peris, it's going to go down deep. The Bor Yutfachim deep. It'll be, again, it'll be away from the Marfes. It'll have to use it only Bishoshal. So again, it'll be a riot to Shmuel. And for the Gemara, Vativla. We're talking about the Peris at Tevel. Tevel means the Pshat, you did not take off Truma Samaisus. Therefore, it's like Muksa. You're not allowed to touch it on Shabbos. So for sure, these Peris, the level will stay the same level those Shabbos. So now, since it's Mamish equal level with the Bnei Rafesis, it's like a Pesach for them, that's why they have the right to use it. So the Mora Deka Nagma bring your right, we're also talking about now that this bor is filled to the top of the rim with a Dover HaMuksa that you cannot touch on Shabbos. Tiktoni Dumi the seller, because it says, Chuyah Sabor via seller. Shema Mina, just like a seller, stone is Muksa, not allowed to use a stone on Shabbos, Hu Adin, this, the bor is filled up with a Dover HaMuksa. Fred Gemara now, what do I have to have two cases for? Of course, the exact same case, the bor and a sela. So the more tzricha, no, I have a chiddush here. The yashmin and sela, if you tell me the chiddush of a sela, that means a stone, the lekel and migzer. There, there's no gzer, maybe you'll come to use it up, like make it lower. Avul bor, but they're saying now this bor, that's filled up to the top with peris. Ligzer. Let's be goyzer, let's make it there that should be also to use it for Nebra Festes, even now that there's a double muksum, that the peris are tevel, thou zimne demalia peris musakonim. Maybe sometime the bor will be filled up to the top of the rim with peris that are edible on Shabbos, and then it'll be also because we should be afraid to come to use the peris on Shabbos, and the level will go down. Is tzricha that we don't make this gzerim. Since right now the bor is filled up with peris that are muksa, are tevel, therefore, we don't make the gzeirah. So, I, Obazor, let it just say the case of Bor, not the case of Sela. That's the Kuriyat to say Zuvi and Sarachlai Mazukatoni. But I call upon him, first it says the Pashtun case of Sela, and then it says this Chiddush of Bor that we don't make the gzeirah. So, right, we have no Raya to Shmuel or to Rav. So the Gemara Torshema, come and bring another raya. Anshei chotzer v'yanshei aliyah sheshachu. You have the people living downstairs in the chotzer and people living upstairs in the attic that they did not make an eruv together. The sheshachu v'loy irvu is anshei chotzer mishtamshim b'asara tachtoinim v'yanshei aliyah mishtamshim b'asara helyoinim. Now, poshut, this means that there's the mechitza, there's the wall that the bnei aliyah climb up. How do they climb up? True, they have the ladder there. So there's a chotzer, and then there's like a double story apartment that they live on the top story. Now there's a wall there. Now let's say you have a porch or something sticking out of the wall, like a projection from the wall that you could put things on. So we say, if it's projected higher than Yitzvachim, then it belongs to the Bnei Aliyah. Let's say it's lower than Yitzvachim, then it belongs to the Bnei Chotzer. Yeah, that's what we say now. The asara tachtoinim on the bottom, ten tfochim, it belongs to the anshei chotzer. The anshei aliyah mishtamshim be asara halyoinim. Ketzad, ziz yoytzim nakoisel. You have some wood projecting like a porch coming out of this wall. It lamatim yasara. If the porch comes out less than yutfochim off the ground, lechotzer, because then that's easy tashmish for the chotzer. They have a right to use it. Lamalam yasara. Let's say it's more than 10 tfachim that projects out of the wall, higher than 10 tfachim, then laliyah. Then we say it belongs to the people living in the attic, in the top thing. Let's say if this chotzer, if this attic, if this porch comes out, these beams come out, mamish punk smack in between, which means it's 10 tfachim higher than the chotzer, and it's 10 tfachim lower than the bnei aliyah, mashmitz osir. So who is the raya to Rav? That even though the top people use this porch b'shulshul by lowering it down, and the bottom people in the chotza use it b'zrika throwing it up, still we say it's equal use, and it's also zelzeh, to kashan shmuel. Amar Rav Nachman, no, hocha b'koysel tisha osar askinin. We're talking about this wall is exactly 19, is exactly tisha osar askinin. It's 19 tfochim tall, this wall. Now the ziz yoytzimenu, and a projecting of beam comes out of it. Is lamata miyasar, it's less than yutfachim high, this beam is lezeh bepesach, lezeh beshulshul. So for the bnei chotzer, it's less than 10 tfachim away, that's called pesach, that's an easy use, like a door. For the top people, since it's more than yutfachim away from them, it's called beshulshul, they have to lower it down, that's hard. Mashenken lamala miyasar, let's say it projects 10 tfachim off the ground, then lezeh bepesach. It's 10 tfachim away. It's less than 10 tfachim away from the Bnei Aliyah. So for them, it's easy use. It's called like a Pesach. Ulizeb is Rikom. Mashenken for the Bnei Chotzer to use it, since it's 10 tfachim off the ground, it's harder for the Bnei Chotzer to use it. Therefore, we say it belongs to the Bnei Rafesis. So Melo, there's no Raya, either to Rav or to Shmuel. There's a portion of the case. And Zeb is Pesach, or Zeb is Rikom. We give it to the one that has the Pesach.